It's Friday, May 5th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Trump has delivered on his promise for a religious liberty executive order. However, the American Family Association's Tim Wildman pointed out that the executive order is not as strong as the original draft. The earlier draft would have protected Christian ministries and businesses like flower shops and bakeries, which deny services to any individual based on, quote, sincere religious beliefs, unquote. Sadly, this language was removed from the executive order issued yesterday. The order does exempt some religious groups from providing contraceptives and abortifacients to their employees. The National Review called it a, quote, nothing burger, unquote, religious liberty order. And representatives from Alliance Defending Freedom said it offers, quote, no specific relief, unquote, to family businesses which do not wish to celebrate homosexual weddings. Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois, is in the throes of controversy on the homosexual issue. One Christian mother complained to Todd Starnes of Fox News about a gay pride flag in the dining hall. It has since been removed. Meanwhile, a homosexual group at Seattle Pacific University is protesting the university's reticence to approve of homosexual activity on campus. However, the Seattle Pacific administration at the Methodist school said they do support students taking part in homosexual activism. Revelation 3:14 through 16 says, "These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." The Republicans won round two in their attempt to replace Obamacare with another health care law. The House of Representatives passed the American Health Care Act yesterday by a vote of 217 to 214. The House bill replaces Obamacare federal subsidies with large tax credits and eliminates the corporate and individual mandates. And it defunds Planned Parenthood, the abortion giant, by $500 million. The president still has his work cut out for him to win approval in the Senate. 20 Republicans voted against the plan in the House, and if the same percentage of Republican members vote against the plan in the Senate, the plan will fail. Stay tuned for a special report immediately following today's newscast to hear reaction from one of the leaders against Planned Parenthood, who has helped to organize 400 protests and prayer vigils in front of Planned Parenthood abortion mills within the last year. Violent attacks on Christians are on the rise in India. The All India Christian Council estimates that attacks have increased by roughly 20% since last year. Christians experience physical attacks every 40 hours. 600 Christian leaders will come together next week at the World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians in Washington, D.C. Evangelist Franklin Graham is spearheading the event. It will provide firsthand accounts of Christian persecution and discuss ways to help our suffering brothers and sisters. The Anglican Church of Ireland is set to vote on homosexual marriage this week. If the motion is approved, it would go on to the synod meeting in 2018. Back in 2012, the same Anglican Church honored God's definition of marriage between one man and one woman. Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow has released his third book, this one specifically for homeschool children. The book, entitled Know Who You Are, Live Like It Matters, presents 36 lessons, each based on a key scripture, hitting subjects like building godly character and standing out from the crowd. The Narnia series may be on its way back to the silver screen. Variety reports that director Joe Johnston has agreed to take on the production of the fourth episode in the series, The Silver Chair. Johnston is known for his directing work on Captain America and Jumanji. In the final episode of the Bill Nye Saves the World series, the political commentator advocated penalizing parents who choose to have a large family. Psalm 127, 3 through 5 declares, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them." they shall not be ashamed. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, a special report on yesterday's passage of the American Health Care Act by a vote of 217 to 214 in the House of Representatives, which, if it passes the Senate and President Trump signs it into law, will indeed defund Planned Parenthood. Eric Scheidler, one of the national directors of the Protest Planned Parenthood Coalition and executive director of the Pro-Life Action League in Chicago, told The Worldview that it was a great day.
I'm absolutely thrilled that the House of Representatives has passed the American Health Care Act with language defunding Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider of almost all federal funding. We've been fighting for this for years through rallies and prayer vigils and appeals to Congress, and this year we've had nearly 400 rallies and vigils and protests right out at Planned Parenthood centers calling for this organization to be defunded. So this is a wonderful step in the right direction, great victory for the pro-life movement. Now we have to send this on to the Senate, where it's going to face some significant challenges, but we can keep the pressure on and see this thing through to the end and get the Senate to pass this on to President Trump and finally defund Planned Parenthood.
Over the last several days, there have been mixed messages from national pro-life leaders about what was the best political strategy. Scheidler explained why he believes the best course of action was to defund Planned Parenthood through the American Health Care Act instead of through the continuing resolution.
Many people were calling on the House of Representatives to defund Planned Parenthood through the continuing resolution, a different bill to the one that was passed today, the American Health Care Act. And this is a bill that allocates money for items that have already been budgeted. The problem is the continuing resolution can be filibustered. It requires 60 votes in the Senate, so it really forces compromise between Republicans and Democrats. That would have been a showdown, could have resulted in a government shutdown, and that's a big political risk. You don't know how the people will react to that. It could end up undermining our long-term pro-life goals, like appointing more federal judges that are with us on the Constitution and the pro-life issue and other legislation down the line. So a different strategy was chosen here. Instead, Republican leaders decided to use the reconciliation process, which is the process by which budget bills in the House and Senate are reconciled with each other or made to match each other. This process requires only 51 votes in the Senate, so it's a much lower threshold, a much more practical way to get the job of defunding Planned Parenthood done.
Without a doubt, Eric Scheidler is convinced that President Trump is a demonstrable pro-life ally.
Donald Trump, from the very beginning of his presidency, has been handing to us many of the things that we've asked him for, giving us pro-life victories. He defunded international Planned Parenthood with his reinstatement of the Mexico City policy that blocks federal funding going for groups that push or provide abortions. He's overturned Obama's rule that blocks states from defunding Planned Parenthood of the state portion of Medicaid funds. He's appointed a great justice to the Supreme Court. On item after item, President Trump has been fulfilling his promises to us. With the passage of the American Health Care Act in the House of Representatives, which President Trump was very involved with, he's again showing that he really means it. A lot of people were very skeptical about Donald Trump. Is he really pro-life? There's one person who is, I think, convinced that Donald Trump is pro-life, and that's Donald Trump. He's acting like a pro-life president, and I applaud him for that.
Scheidler told The Worldview that it's essential that we call our senators, asking them to vote for the American Health Care Act, which would defund Planned Parenthood.
Well, it's helpful to call any of our senators, even those who are not with us, including Republicans like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, still deserve to hear from us because they need to know what the American people are saying, what they're thinking. I always encourage people to contact their senators, regardless of where they think they might stand. Those who are with us, they need the encouragement. Those who are against us, they need to know that they do have constituents with a different view.
Call your two senators today and urge them to vote for the American Health Care Act, which will defund Planned Parenthood once and for all. Call 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And tell the Capitol Hill operator what state you're calling from, and they'll connect you to the first senator. Explain that you would like to leave a comment for the senator on a bill before the Senate. Give your name and address, demonstrating that you are indeed a constituent, and ask them to urge the senator to vote for the American Health Care Act, which would defund Planned Parenthood. Then, call back and ask for the other senator from your state. No tax dollar should ever be used to kill the precious children in the womb. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.